sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Well, good morning and welcome to a stormy Oklahoma real estate on the move. I've got just the person for our stormy day today, and that is Mr. Brad Russell, who is my insurance guy, and we are kind of expecting some one-inch hail, 60-mile-an-hour gust of winds.
Never a good thing, but we're used to it here in Oklahoma,
It's supposed to be here about the time we go off the air in about 1 hour.
Well, that's just lovely.
Our drive home will be delightful, Brad. Yes. Would you go ahead and follow along in front of me and take a big umbrella?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Thank you so much. We are going to talk a little bit about how to file an insurance claim when you need.
Right.
How do you know when to file an insurance claim? If you have a question about insurance, I want to invite you to call in and ask your specific question, because we've got a seasoned insurance guy here who's going to answer your question. And that is 840-1000. It's 405-840-1000. And you are listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. We've had a very interesting week in real estate. I'll tell you what, it continues to be so strong.
That's outstanding.
We list a house, we sell a house.
The economy's good.
About that fast.
Yeah.
We're getting multiple offers, and we love that. What that tells me, when we get multiple offers, we've priced it exactly right.
Right.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we get to push it up to three. Couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
$50,000.
Right.
Above list price.
Well, that's a good thing. A lot of shoppers, a lot of good deals out
there. It is. And that's really what they say is market value,
mm-hmm.
is determined by what the seller will take and what the buyer will pay.
Right. Exactly.
And the meeting of the minds there creates a market value. The talent in real estate lies in finding that perfect spot. And
sure.
being able to predict or forecast that. But our market value is quite different than our insurance value.
Right.
Let's start by talking about that.
Yeah, market value is totally different than what we cover as far as a home. The way I look at it, Becky, and I explain it to my customers, is yes, market value, you can go to the assessor site, you can find out what the land's worth, what your dwelling is worth, and all. But that's what you could basically sell your house for according to the comps around the neighborhood. Now, when we do our estimator tool for replacement cost for the homes, we're looking into the future, what it's going to take to rebuild that house from the foundation up. So if a tornado, for example, God forbid, wipes your home away down to the foundation, what we plan for in our insurance is replacement cost, which would not just rebuild your home, but it would put everything back in the home like you had it if you have 100% replacement cost. Now, you can go down if you would like. That's up to the customer to ACV value, which is kind of a depreciated value. But most, probably 85 to 90% of our customers stay with that 100% replacement cost. There's not that much difference in price. But I don't care if they have chandeliers from Spain. We're going to go look for chandeliers from Spain when we rebuild the house. So that's the difference in market value. A lot of customers will say, well, why are we covering $300,000 on this home when I only paid $240,000 on the $250,000? Well, it's because it cost more to rebuild it from square one. It's already built if you sell it, right?
Right.
So if you have to rebuild it, then it's going to cost more to do that.
Current cost,
right.
Right. And you mentioned, like, go to the tax record. And recently, I was the moderator for the Central Oklahoma Home Builders mm-hmm. Association. When our sales and marketing council presented the appraisal summit, and we bring in appraisers mm-hmm. from great appraisers. I mean, they don't come better than what we had on that panel.
Sure.
And realtors are able to ask questions. And we were fortunate enough to have Larry Stein, our Oklahoma County assessor, in the audience. And he added a little bit of knowledge there because assessed value is different than market value.
Okay.
Is different than insurance value.
Sure.
And is different than appraised value. The appraisal done by the county assessor is based on last year's data.
Right.
The appraisal done by a licensed appraiser is based on this year's data. And we can talk about appraisals all day long, but because there are many different types of appraisals as well. But insurance value is what it would cost to reconstruct
the entire home.
The entire home or portions of the home.
Sure.
Sometimes that can cost more than replacing the whole home.
It sure does. We had a customer just this last week that they unfortunately had a house fire, and it burnt about three rooms. I mean, we're totally destroyed. So we're going to have to replace and rebuild that. The nice thing about all insurance companies, whether it's State Farm, is they have a loss of use clause in with your dwelling. And that loss of use clause allows them, we can put them up into a like home if it's going to take 6 months to rebuild or if it's going to take a year. Most companies do just a year. They'll go out to a year and pay for that loss of use. But State Farm's a little bit different. We put it out to 2 years in case it has to rebuild the whole house. Weather conditions. I've got friends that are building homes right now that are so far behind because of all this rain and water and everything. So that comes in handy if that, you know, that loss of use clause. But it's on all policies.
Well, and the loss of use clause pays not only for your temporary housing while your house is reconstructed.
That's right.
But it also pays not for all your food, but it pays a little per diem, doesn't it?
Sure it does.
So because you have to eat out as opposed to cooking your food at home.
Yeah, and that's what we do very well with State Farm. We can go out and cut checks to people like I did for this particular customer. They lost all their clothes, all their food, everything. So I go straight to their house when I'm called, and we will cut them a check on the spot for $5,000. It's called an agent's directed check. And we can do that a couple of times if we need to before the actual claim has been assessed and filed to where they're starting to get income back in, starting to get finances.
Yeah.
Right.
So, well, we're almost up to a break, so I don't want to get started on another subject, but I do want to tell you, Brad's my personal insurance guy. If you want to ask him a question, you should give him a call, and that is 947-2812.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
947-2812. And go to Becky's Favorites. You're going to find him on there on my website at BeckyIvins.com. We're going to return on this stormy Saturday morning right after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. I just had to have a little grin there thinking about insurance and taking inventory of a home. We are talking to Brad Russell, who's my State Farm insurance agent. And Brad, we're going to talk about ACV as opposed to RCV, and then let's talk a little bit about inventory and how we know what we've got in our home. But everyone's heard of ACV, RCV.
Right.
Or is that what it's called?
Yes.
Okay. ACV, actual cash value.
And replacement cost is the other one.
Replacement cost value.
Right.
So when you file an insurance claim, you've got a loss. Let's just say...
I found this on the web for ACV, actual
cash. Oh, my gosh. Well, my phone is now discussing this with me, that it found it on the web, what the difference is. So, okay, I'll turn my phone off. How's that? Well, tell me what the actual definition, maybe. What's the insurance company says is ACV and RCV?
ACV is actual cash value.
Uh-huh.
And replacement.
Which means
cost.
It's depreciated.
Yes, it's depreciated.
So if I had a piano that was just a standard little upright piano.
Right. They're going to look at the year and the condition, and they're going to depreciate that value based off of what it is today, not what it was when you bought the piano.
Right.
Right.
So if you, let's just say your siding gets banged up with hail.
Right.
And your siding is about 8 years old.
Right. They're going to depreciate the siding, so it will be, you'll be paid less for that claim to a certain extent.
Okay. But your insurance premium is less on an ACV?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. And okay. you can elect to do that. Any customer can elect to do replacement cost, limited replacement cost, or ACV, right? Which is, we just talked about it. But
right.
most of our customers, when they see the price difference in the policies, elect to go to full replacement cost simply because they know that they're protected. And we talk to them. We give them quotes two or three different ways to have let them make the choice.
Well, but not every home qualifies for a replacement cost, right?
No, you're exactly right. They don't. Some of our older homes that were built, if they weren't remodeled up to new code and things, then they will be usually an ACV.
How about the roof? That's the big deal in Oklahoma.
Roof. Okay.
Yeah. So if you've got a 12-year-old roof.
Right. If you are on, I'm just speaking for the company I work for.
State.
If you have a replacement cost on that roof, you do get replacement cost on it. I mean, it's not depreciated on the roof. You're going to have the deductible on replacement cost of anywhere between 0.5% up to 3%. Some people even like to go higher. We can get it for them. But the majority of people will stay with that lower rate. Some like and can't afford.
That's deductible, which
right.
means you're out of pocket expense.
Right.
On an insurance claim. You pay the first half a percent of the cost or the 1%.
Right.
What's real common is 2%
yes.
of the cost of the roof is pretty common.
Right. Now, State Farm is a little bit different. We're an all perils company. See, so we don't separate out unless the customer elects to get, for example, a hail and wind endorsement on their policy. That'll take it down to ACV to where their deductible's higher and they're going to pay a little, but they're going to pay a little bit more for that deductible. But if they want to do that, they can. Their premiums will go down if they do that, right?
Right.
But it's a little bit higher deductible.
Yeah. But if you're purchasing a home that's got a 12-year-old roof,
mm-hmm.
can you get a replacement cost?
Many times, yes.
Really?
It may be a limited replacement cost, but the majority of those that are 8 to 10, 12 years old, they do end up, when they take a look at it, our assessor comes out and looks at it, it's going to be ACV.
It's going to be actual cash value.
Right,
it's
right,
not going
right.
to, you know, you can't buy an insurance policy to cover it with a replacement cost. Used to you could.
Yeah.
But nowadays, if it's more than about 5 years old, our experience in our office is it's pretty hard to get a replacement cost on a roof.
Yeah, you're right. That's why we ask every customer that is looking to purchase or to buy insurance through us for their home, we ask them, have you replaced your roof and when? What year was it and the date?
We're talking about storm coverage on your house with Brad Russell, my State Farm insurance guy. And what we were kind of talking about is the actual cash value, replacement value. We
right.
kind of have that down, but there's different deductibles.
Yes, there is.
And you can, you probably can't get a $500 deductible anymore, can you?
No, not on a home. A half a percent is as low as we go since we're an all peril company.
And
Go ahead. No, I was thinking about something else. So that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
So an all peril company
means that we don't break them out based off of wind and hail and dwelling and personal property, that you would cover everything for the same deductible unless you get a wind and hail endorsement that what you want cash value at that point.
Right, or maybe an earthquake
yep.
endorsement.
Earthquake endorsement. Now, that's going to be, we've changed this year. Used to you could get a 2% earthquake deductible. Now they've gone to 5% and 10%.
Yeah, earthquakes are pretty rare, but, and you would almost
used
have to
be. Used in Oklahoma.
To, yeah. yeah. Well, they're getting to be more rare again, right?
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing
right.
is earthquake coverage.
Right.
And we're not going to spend a lot of time. I think we should talk a little bit more about flood coverage.
Right.
On a day like today, because there's flash flood warnings already.
Sure. Sure.
So that's a different insurance policy. It's not an endorsement to your current policy.
The flood policies are done through FEMA, which is a government policy, and we have to go through them. We are licensed in my agency to sell flood insurance, so that if you're in a flood zone or if you're trying to buy a house that's in a flood zone, usually your mortgage company will require you to definitely have flood coverage, and we do offer that there.
Yeah, a flood-prone area. Everybody says, I'm not in a flood zone. Well, you kind of are, because there is flood zone X,
yes,
which is a non-flood-prone area, but right, everybody's in a zone.
Right, exactly.
You know, your zone is probably most people's zone is X.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But that's a whole different policy, and if someone thought, I'm going to have water running in my house today, could they call you today and say, I need a flood insurance policy? Well, there's a waiting period for that, usually.
Yes, right.
There's about a 10-day or so waiting period.
Yeah, they can even be longer. I've seen some of them that are out to 30 days.
Right.
So it's a risk. If you're in a flood zone, you can talk to your realtor. They're going to be aware if you're in a high-potentiality area. And they're going to let you know that.
Nowadays, it's on the web. I mean, it's pretty easy to find.
It sure is.
About flood.
Right.
So let's talk about inventory real quick.
Okay. That's a great subject. Most people go out and buy their homeowner's insurance. And we assign them based off the dwelling price. State Farm is a little bit different. A lot of companies will do 50% of the dwelling cost as personal property. We just add it right in. That's what we will cover. But what we found over the years, and since we're basically the number one in fire policies in the entire United States, we cover more homes. About 25% of all homes in the U.S. State Farm has. That 50% generally is not enough for most people to cover the personal property. So we cover 75% of the dwelling is going to be assigned to personal property. And people get confused there about what personal property is. It's not just your furniture, your refrigerators, your glassware. It is anything in that house. If you turned it upside down and shook it, that came out, paperwork, food, everything that is closed, everything that's in that house is covered by us through that personal property.
Right.
So does that answer your question?
That does answer the question.
But I would take, I'm getting back to it. I'm sorry, Becky. Most people don't do what they need to do to make sure that everything in their house is covered, and that's take inventory. And inventory can be as simple as going around and taking photographs of each room, taking videos. The best way to do it really is to get serial numbers, too, off of all your expensive items and things. But as long as you have pictures, and we can show that to the assessor, it's going to be covered. I've never had one not covered, but just as backup and make sure that you have the evidence, take an inventory.
Well, I always say take a picture of each wall in your house.
Right.
So take a picture of all four walls of each room,
mm-hmm,
and it'll cover your artwork that right, you've got on the wall. And you can, you know, the vase that you've got sitting on the table next to it, the lamp, that kind of thing.
Right.
We're going to talk a little bit about inventory and the best way to judge what you have in value when we return. We're going to have a little contest, too, about how many items are in your home. Start Googling, folks. We'll return right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, where we are rocking and rolling, folks. We are listing and selling so many houses. We're actually having a great time because we're just kind of extracting a little more money than what people expect out of their home. And I'm here with Brad Russell from State Farm, my State Farm guy. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. Grab your pencil. I'm going to give you the number for Robbins Roofing today, because if you have an insurance claim and you think you have an insurance claim, Brad, should we call our insurance agent first, or should we call Robbins Roofing first?
Both are very good people to call first. Either one. If you call your agent or Robbins Roofing, there will not be a claim immediately filed, and that's the last thing you want. Robbins would come out and take a look at the roof and assess it and let you know, based on your deductible, you know, how much the damage is and things. And there's a lot of people that decide that they don't want to use their deductible simply because it could cause the rates to go up. But Robbins will let you know what the damage is on the home first.
Well, and they're experts at, sometimes they'll go out to a home and say, you know, this only has three or four helpings on it.
Right.
It's just a worn out roof.
Right.
It needs to be replaced, but it's not going to be an insurance claim.
Right. Exactly.
And most of the time it's black and white.
Right.
But occasionally they'll say, you know, there's just about a 50-50 shot. If it were me, I would file an insurance claim on this.
Sure.
Because maybe the insurance company will kick in. And there's different, every company has a little bit different criteria, I found, on the roof.
Right.
Like how many helpings in a certain
square footage
or something like that. And it takes a really good roofer to do that. You can trust Robbins Roofing to do that. Robbins Roofing is 728-3700, 728-3700. Call Robbins Roofing. Keep their number handy. I'm going to give that to you again in a couple of minutes, because call them, ask for Tad, mm-hmm. Tad Drake. That's my personal rep at their company that will go out and look at every home we list to be sure. We look at it ahead of time. We want to know if that roof is in good marketable condition, good insurable position.
Mm-hmm.
So our word of the day today
is stuff.
Stuff. Okay. What is stuff? It's the things.
It's everything.
In this regard, it's the things that we accumulate, mm-hmm. the personal items that we own inside and outside of our mm-hmm. home mm-hmm. is our stuff.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So how do we determine about stuff? Let's have a little quiz. About how many personal items do we have in an average home? Call us at 840-1000. You are going to win a free lunch at my favorite Mexican food restaurant, which is Casa Perico Mexican Grill. So let's, we'll do that one. We'll do another one. We'll give away more than one today. How's that?
That's good.
What percentage of toys belong to children in America? Of the world's toys, what percentage do the children in America own? Now, I'll tell you that we have only 3% of the world's children live in America.
Mm-hmm.
So what percentage do they own? And how much does the average family spend on clothing every year? This is your stuff.
this is
your stuff, right?
And that's way more than you think, I'm sure.
Yes, I would say so. So call us at 840-1000 if your phone lines are working on this stormy morning. And if they're not, I'm going to give you the answers in a minute anyway. But we're talking about inventory in an mm-hmm. insurance policy.
Right.
And how do we get reimbursed if we don't know what we own? Right.
Well, you've got a certain amount, Becky, that you're covered on, and it's in your policy. It's called coverage B, which is personal property. So that value is set between you and your agent, how much you want to cover. But to be safe, what we tell all of our customers to do is take photographs or video all of your rooms in the office, each wall, if you've got paintings that are hanging on it, if you've got a safe, for example, that may have personal items in there, take pictures of the inside of the safe and show. The more evidence that you have, the better you're going to be. Now, that doesn't mean the claim won't be paid if you don't have pictures. We will pay the claim, but this is if there's value in there that you want to make sure is taken care of and
recollected. Right. Yeah. Well, my suggestion always is be sure and ask your grandkids if you don't know how to do this. Be sure your GPS is turned on your camera. You can do this right with a cell phone, and it's just a setting. In fact, I think the default is to have the GPS setting turned on. Go around your house and take a picture of all four walls. You can take a picture of your ceiling because sure, your light fixtures also get replaced. Mm-hmm. Take a picture of your floor so that you may have an important rug there.
Right.
That, I mean, I know I've got a rug I paid a lot of money for.
Oh, absolutely.
And then also, if what I did is I open the closet. Now, that was scary in my personal closet in the master bedroom. And I keep thinking, well, I'm going to use that as the before picture when I bring in my organizer.
There you go.
And I take a picture inside a closet and take a picture of the floor and the shelf above. Sure. And then open every drawer and take a picture of it.
That's smart.
Because you won't believe what you've got in your kitchen drawers.
Yes, and most people don't realize, and that's our first question, stuff.
I know. I helped my sister do a claim. Her house burned
right
from the inside out. The shell was left. And she didn't have an inventory. And she said, well, I have to come up with an inventory so I can get paid from my insurance company. And so we sat there and I said, okay, stand at your kitchen sink in your mind. Close your eyes and stand at your kitchen sink. What's under your sink? Start listing. Mm-hmm. The rubber gloves, the scratch pads,
the cleaning
supplies, anything that's under your kitchen sink.
Right.
Now, look to the right of the sink. You had little shelves on each side of your sink. What was on those little decorative shelves?
Mm-hmm.
What was in the drawer to the right? Think. What do you reach there to get? But it's a lot easier if you just take a picture.
Absolutely. I would probably get 1/100th of everything if I had to use my memory, unfortunately.
I'm not kidding. I mean, you know, like things like a turkey baster.
Right.
Well, you don't even use that but once a year, but it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they cost about $7 or $8. Do you want to have to go buy it again without being reimbursed from your insurance company?
That's true.
And your scoops and your, you know, your knives.
Right.
All that stuff is in your kitchen cabinets. And then you go to your bathroom.
Right.
They'll pay you back for that bottle of Aleve if you have an inventory list of
sure
it. Sure. Right?
Sure. Absolutely.
So your stuff. Okay. Well, our phones aren't working too good. I'm going to give you a few answers. Okay. What's your guess, Brad Russell with State Farm? How many personal items are in an average American home?
You're putting me in the hot seat, aren't you?
I am. I am. What do you think?
I'm going to take a guess. It's probably 200,000 to 250,000.
So you're guessing a quarter of a million items in a home.
Yes.
We need to come see your home. I bet it's stuffed. No.
Well, that includes the attic.
Well, I tell you what, you've got to take a picture of your attic,
that's
too.
Right.
Stand up there and take a picture of everything in your attic. Take a picture of your garage, your toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
Pull those drawers open. Take pictures of them.
Yep.
Okay. And then store your pictures on the cloud.
Absolutely.
So that you'll have them. There are, you're very close, by the way, 300,000 items in the average American home, according to the LA Times.
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
It is scary. Now, there are 3.1% of the world's children live in the United States. How many percentage of toys do you think they own?
I would guess, and this may contribute to how we spoil my grandkids.
Okay.
I'm just taking a guess. probably 60%.
Well, you do spoil your grandchildren too much. The toy rooms are messy. The drawers won't close. The closets are filled from the top to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But American children own about, I think it's about 40% of the world's toys.
Well, that's still amazing.
That's a, since there's only 3%
that's right. That's
of the
right.
kids live in the United States, right? So an average 10-year-old owns 238 toys, but only plays with about 12 of them daily.
That's right.
Now, I've got a 4-year-old grandson. Mm-hmm. I swear he plays with almost every toy every day. I've never seen a kid play more with toys. And then how about clothes? The average American's family spends about $1,700 on clothes annually.
Wow.
I feel above average.
Yeah.
For once in my life, I feel above average because I know I spend more money than that on clothes.
Can I put my wife on a budget of $1,700?
Yeah. I do not suggest that. I do not suggest okay. that. She would probably put you on a budget of an average number of days on the golf course,
That's
Brad.
That's true.
But the point is we have a lot of stuff.
Right.
And our stuff is insured.
Yes, it is. And you do need an inventory to a certain extent, for sure. It's just more proof to have. But I will caution, Becky, the listeners, that if you have very valuable items in your home, like rings or like antiques or paintings, what comes standard in a policy is minimal coverage for that, like $1,500 to $2,500 for jewelry and furs. That comes with your policy. So if you have a fur, most people, that's already over that. So any very expensive items, talk to your agent about a personal articles policy because they're very inexpensive for the value that you're getting there, and there won't be any questions asked. But another good thing about the personal articles policy, they require you to get estimates and replacement cost and what you paid for it, and the value is up to date. So that we want to make sure whatever it is, that we can pay you back for that so you can buy another one.
I have a jeweler that will give me an insurance appraisal.
Right.
And then I called my State Farm guy and wrote insurance on those items.
Sure.
Because those things, you know, they add up over the years. You live long enough and you end up getting, you know,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
More than two or three pieces of jewelry.
And a lot of our personal articles policies are for heirlooms. I mean, you've got your great-great-grandmother's jewelry in a vault or somewhere, but it still needs to be covered if they want it replaced, if for some reason it got stolen or if they're fire and it damaged.
Can I ask you about art?
Mm-hmm.
Because I love art. I own art. So
many of our customers do. They have high-value art.
And I don't have any extra coverage for art. What's the normal coverage?
It just depends on what that art's appraised for. We did a customer just a month or so ago that's what his hobby is. He buys a lot of expensive paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to have every one of those assessed by a licensed art assessor. And they did the gave us the value, basically, what it was, so that we could have. We have to turn that in anytime we write a policy on something.
Is it a separate endorsement?
No.
Do you have to pay extra? You just need it.
The personal articles policy.
Really?
You can add it to what you have a ring covered on or whatever. You can add that to it, but we have to have the appraisal in front of us to send in to underwriting.
So it does cost a little bit more,
yes.
Like a personal art, like jewelry.
Yes.
It costs you a little bit.
A little bit more. Right.
Okay, well, that's good.
Right.
Okay. Well, it's time for us to take our last break of the day. So we'll get a return here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move with Brad Russell right after this break on News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, and you are listening to Insurance Coverage Concerning Homes with Brad Russell, my insurance guy. If you want to call Brad, it is 947-2812. You can go to BeckyIvins.com and just put that, just look at Becky's favorites because Brad's on there.
Well, I appreciate that.
You're welcome. We have a caller. Good morning, Rowdy. Good morning.
Hello. Is it talking to me?
I am talking to you.
Hi, Becky and Brad. This is Rowdy. I had a couple of comments on the insurance thing. One of them was we trust our fire detectors, and everybody goes to Walmart and buys the cheapest fire detector they can to put it up, and we trust those for your house, and you can't seem to find your fire extinguishers in the time you need them. And having lost a family home of 50-plus years, you'd be surprised how much stuff's in there. There's probably $1 million stuff. The fire department, 8 fire departments showed up at the house, and they said, we'll get this out in this one room. Well, once it hit the attic, it didn't go out. And then my mom, she couldn't understand it. How come they didn't pay her for every item she had, even though she had a large coverage on her house and we had extra coverage on guns and stuff like that? They'll pay you up to a certain amount. I'm sure you know this, but they'll pay you up to a certain amount. And after that, you can list $10 million of stuff, and they're not going to pay you $10 million. They're going to pay you what your coverage does. So you need to have your coverage sufficient to cover everything in your home.
You're exactly right, Rowdy. It's important that you work with your agent to get the coverage that you need to be everything to be replaced. And that's why State Farm has gone up to 75%. But still, if you've got things of value like guns in a safe, you want to make sure that that's only going to cover up to $1,500 to $2,500 on your policy. If you want a coverage on all of those, we're guaranteed to pay out. You need a personal articles.
So, Brad Russell?
Thank you, Becky. I enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. You're going to have to come back on because we have a lot to talk about insurance-wise. Next week, we may have more to talk about than this week about claims with the weather we're getting today. Stay tuned for Eunice Corey. She's got a lot to say and got guests with her. We'll see you next week with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK.